You need to know torches infections, like congenital CMV causes deafness. It's non-specific to CMV, as the other ones can cause it too, but if they ask you like what's most important in congenital CMV, it's still deafness. That's like the classic finding. And also hepatomegaly and blueberry muffin rash. When you're diagnosing the torches infections, it's sort of a diagnosis of exclusion with CMV. Like, in other words, congenital toxo presents how?
Sorry, which one?
I'm asking you, congenital toxo. What do you see in that?
Toxoplasmosis. You see, I don't remember.
So here's the thing, right? In adults, you get your classic ring-enhancing lesions, right? In neonates, congenital toxo, you're going to get a triad, and you're always going to see this triad in questions, which is hydrocephalus, chorioretinitis, and intracranial calcifications. You're always going to see that triad. So when you get the question and they tell you, like, kids born has intracranial calcifications, deafness, hepatomegaly, you're like, oh, calcifications, it sounds like toxo, but it's not, because one, you didn't get the triad, and two, calcifications are actually nonspecific. It just means something's wrong. Got it? We can talk more about that, but we'll move you forward. So try then skip the next one and go to the 1-year-old.
I recognize that.
You just said it before. I heard you say it. Yes, you did. You said it. You said pallor.
I
I heard you say that. So pale RBCs, that's iron deficiency. And this is common in children who are on cow's milk. So children who are fed more than 24 ounces of cow's milk a day are susceptible to iron deficiency. Nothing else here that's dramatic. If you need to know, folic acid is the answer for sickle cell. Children with sickle cell, even if they have normal MCV, they still need folic acid supplementation. That's high yield for pediatrics. Okay, you can try the next one.
Is this Turner syndrome?
Correct. Great. So, are you clear on Turner syndrome?
You have refreshed the important
Basically,
part.
the most important part about Turner syndrome, not only is it's going to be female 45XO, and not only is she going to be infertile with streak ovaries, which tangentially she can receive IVF. She can reproduce with IVF, just not her own genes. But it's going to be a short girl. So short stature, 4'11", 4'10", Tanner stage one. I've seen one question only where they threw, ooh, wow, Tanner stage two. But it's classic Tanner stage one. You actually can get nevi. So some students ask, they say, oh, why are there multiple nevi? Can you explain that? You actually do get nevi, interestingly, in Turner syndrome. And you get the webbed neck, that's a cystic hygroma. It's lymphatic insufficiency.
Wait, what
Okay.
is that again?
Cystic hygroma is webbed neck. So that's lymphatic insufficiency. And yeah, shield chest. So this is Turner syndrome. Okay. That's it's just being able to identify it as you already did. So we're good with that. You need to know constitutional short stature. That's also a high yield one. Do you know what that is?
Is that where you're out of proportion?
So, okay, if you're out of proportion, do you mean like normal trunk and head size but shortened limbs?
Yeah.
That's achondroplasia. So achondroplasia is normal head and trunk size. I think they call it postural height. Postural height is normal, but the limbs are shortened. Constitutional short stature is bone age is less than chronologic age. So they'll tell you a kid is like 4'11" freshman year of high school. The parents are normal height. And what do you do next? The answer is ask for the parents' growth charts. You know, if they give you that information, it's, you know, the next best step after that is going to be get his bone age. Okay. So if bone age equals chronologic age, that's genuine short stature. So they either give you the bone age for constitutional short stature, they're either going to say the bone age is less than the chronologic age, or they'll tell you there's a kid who's like 4'11" freshman year high school. They don't mention bone age, but they say he's Tanner stage two.
Okay.